The first wave of business reopening starts tomorrow under the phased guidance measures that Governor Janet Mills started to issue this week. Some companies, especially where social distancing is relatively easy, are raring to go. But professionals who work in closer quarters with customers are wary. Fred Beber has more.
Dana Morse cuts hair at a salon in downtown Portland, or he did until COVID-19 shut its doors. Now the salon where he works is preparing to open back up, although not for a couple of weeks still.
It's definitely a double-edged sword.
Morse says he is anxious to re-engage with the clients he's developed over the years. He says he understands why after weeks at home they would want to get back in his chair and spruce things up. And he says his boss and colleagues are working on sensible protocols for distancing and disinfection that match the state's guidance.
I'm planning on going back. You know, I'm scared to. I'm not going to lie.
And he's a bit perplexed that haircuts would be top of the list of businesses that must be reopened.
Like the medical professionals, those are the people on the front line, the people that have been having to, you know, forced to work, like the people in the supermarkets, those people on the front line. I honestly don't think we're stage one business, personally. You know, we're not curing cancer. We do hair.
It makes us feel like we are the test subjects for this quote-unquote soft opening.
Jessica Helm owns a hair salon in Portland. She and others in the field recently wrote a joint letter to Governor Mills telling her they weren't ready to open. They noted that by their nature, hair salons require close contact with customers, and they said Mills was creating a powder keg of demand. Helm adds that the industry is being reactivated just when the state is offering delayed unemployment benefits to self-employed Mainers, a group that includes most hairstylists.
It's pretty frustrating to have gone 6 weeks without any financial help, without any guidance or structure, and then just kind of we're feeling a little thrown to the wolves.
In other sectors where restrictions are being lifted, business owners seem more comfortable with the changes, even if not exactly sure how to meet all of the state's requirements. Steve Arnold owns marinas in Yarmouth and Naples.
It's like a puzzle, a myriad of, you know, things to do and not do, and I think we're kind of ahead of it, probably.
Arnold says his staff has already become well-versed in the disinfection, distancing, and density protocols established by the state. He's comfortable holding off on giving potential buyers in-person boat demos, and he says that service for rental customers won't be quite as hands-on as before.
Greeting the customer, carrying their bags to the boat, you know, holding their hand to allow them to board the boat, that's not going to happen.
Another issue for sales-heavy businesses, securing enough protective equipment to keep everyone safe. Adam Lee, CEO of Lee Auto Malls, will start opening showrooms on Friday.
Anybody that's interacting with people, so in the showroom, the service department, they need to wear a mask at all times. And we're going to ask our customers to also, if they want to come in the building, require them to wear a mask. And now we're just trying to round up enough masks to have a supply for customers.
Some of the first enterprises that will come back online do most of their business outdoors, such as hunting and fishing guides or drive-in theaters. Dan Horahan, owner of Nonsuch River Golf Club in Scarborough, also on the early open list, says walking the links and social distancing fit together pretty well. Still, he adds, nothing will be the same.
I think it's going to change everything, even after this is over, how we function and, you know, how we socialize and how we do transactions. So, hey, it's a new world.
The name of the game now, he says, is adaptation. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And in the interest of disclosure, Adam Lee serves on Maine Public's Board of Trustees.